So the classical, so when the Gemara, the Rishonim, talk about the principle of Bashir Husham, that Yishmael, even though the angel said that since his descendants are going to do evil, kill him now to prevent the evil, God said, no, Bashir Husham, I'm only going to judge you on what you did, not what you're going to do. So that's how the Gemara, the Chazal, interpret it. We're going to judge you now, not based on what you did in the future. However, many of the later Svarim, the Bali Musar, they have a different interpretation of Bashir Husham. The classic interpretation of Bashir Husham is, I'm not going to judge you now for what you haven't done yet. We're only going to judge you now. We're not going to look into the future and punish you now on something you're going to do in the future. The Bali Musa have a different shot. They say, Bashir Husham, we're going to judge you right now. We're not going to judge you on what you did 5 minutes ago or 5 years ago. That's how they learn. That's how they say, Derek Drush, Bashir Husham. That's the concept of tshuva. If a person does a tshuva gemura, so as the Rambam writes, that God gives testimony that I wasn't going to do the sin again, and I did a tshuva. So therefore, that's what it means. God even takes away the past. In fact, that's what the Gemara, the Mishnah, and Kedushin says. That you got to make a Kedushin al Tanai. So the Gemara talks about someone says, "Hare amikudeshusli, I'm married to you on the condition that I'm a tzaddik, gomer." And let's say the life he's living shows he's not a tzaddik. So is the Kedushin good or not? He says, I'm only marrying you if I'm a tzaddik, and he doesn't seem to be living a life of a tzaddik. His actions don't imply tzaddik. Is the Kedushin good or not?
I would think not.
I know, that's why I'm setting you up. So the effort, the Gemara says, Suffolk Kedushin, you need a get, because maybe the marriage is good. Right? What do you mean maybe? The guy's a Russian, and he says if I'm a tzaddik, why is it a Suffolk? So what does the Gemara say? Because Shema hear her tshuva belibo. Perhaps he did tshuva. He had a hear her tshuva. That would be enough to make him a tzaddik. In fact, that's what I remember I was doing when I was one of the witnesses at a wedding. So the Masada Kedushin said to both of us, make sure you do a hear her tshuva now, because without you, the wedding doesn't work. So the point being is we have a concept of hear her tshuva. Hear her tshuva is... hear her tshuva is that a person... We say you're suffolk married. You need a get because maybe you did tshuva and therefore you have a status of a tzaddik. So we see this opinion is working that b'makom bali tshuva omdin ein tzaddik yichol lamo, that a tzaddik can't even stand in the place of a bal. That's the opinion this Gemara is working with, because if a Baal Tshuva is less than a tzaddik, it wouldn't be a Suffolk Kedushin, it would be nothing. You must be at least the same, and we learn now from a pasuk that they're not the same, one is higher than the other. And therefore, according to this opinion, a Baal Tshuva is, so reminds me of an amazing story I heard. I think it was from Rav Yitzchak Breidowitz. A story about Rav Aaron Leib Steinman. He was one of the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael who passed away, you know, I think a couple of years ago. So he was like the Mani Kador. He wasn't the Posei Kador, but people used to go him for like Eitzahs, and also when, I don't mean individually, when Klai Yisrael had to make different decisions, they went to him to get, you know, he was a Pikeach. He, like Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, they came to him for advice. So they, with Aaron Leib Steinman. So here's the story. The story goes that, see, unfortunately in North America, the intermarriage rate is very high. So, but in Israel, it's much lower because I guess because of the Arabs, the built-in, you know, fighting between Israel and Arabs, whatever the reason is, it's lower. So the effort, if you're thinking about intermarriage in Israel, it's really bad because it's not a common thing, or it's definitely not as common. So the case was this person who was from, he was brought up in Bnei Brak, and he went off the derech. And he was living in Tel Aviv. I guess he was getting close to marrying an Arab. So I guess one of the cousins found out, and they called his parents, who live and said, you know, this, you better do something about your kid, like they had control over the kid. So they called him up and said, why don't you come over for Shabbos? We haven't seen you in a while. Bnei Brak, well, he says, you know, I'm not from here, yeah? But I'll come to you on my terms, if I can keep Shabbos the way I keep Shabbos. Meaning, I'm going to use my iPhone, I'm going to use my phone. And having an iPhone in Bnei Brak is a big issue to begin with during the week. Imagine using your iPhone on Shabbos. And he said all the things, is, yeah, okay, you can do whatever you want, we still want you to come, the parents said. And okay, he did, you know, he basically assumed he didn't go to shul, he was on the computer, you know, whatever he was doing. And then in the afternoon, the father was going to a class. He said, you want to go to a class? He said, who's giving it? He said, Rav Aaron Lev Steinman. He says, okay, I'll come. So the idea was to get the son to speak to him. So he told Rav Aaron Lev Steinman the situation. So he got him to, he got his son to speak to him. So this Rav Aaron Lev Steinman was, you know, speaking to him a bunch of questions. And he said, so tell me, how long have you not been from for? He said, 2 years. He said, out of the 2 years, have you had any moments of regretting of like, you wanted to come back to be from again? So he said, yeah, I said, in about 2 years, I'd say about 30 minutes worth of tshuva I had, or whatever, 30 minutes, I had thoughts about coming back to the fold. So Rav Aaron Lechon said, wow, you're greater than me. You're going to get more scar than me. Because b'makam bale tshuva omdin, ein tzadik yichol lamo. Wow, 30 minutes of hirur tshuva, I'm jealous of the scar you're going to get, he told them. Okay, so he goes home. You know, obviously he's happy with that. He's probably feeling better, the kid. And then the father said to him, what? Then the father said to him, by the way, why did you come? Like, why did you come to Ari Lev Steinman's class? He said, I'll tell you why. I never told you this before, but already I had contact with him. In third grade, when I went, it was in, you know, he was in a from school in Bnei Brak. And basically, I guess part of the school was you go to Rav Aaron Lev Steinman, he asked you questions. If you get it right, you get a candy. If you don't, you get nothing. That was the way it worked. So he went, he was in the class, so all the kids knew the answers right away. So Rav Aaron Lev asked him a question. He said, I don't know. He asked an easier question. He asked him three questions, three, I guess it was baseball season, I'm guessing, and three and you're out. So what he did is, after he dismissed the class, he said, by the way, can I speak to you after class? You know, people thought he was probably going to rebuke him. What are you doing? You don't know anything. He says, you know what? He said, when it comes to Torah, you don't get rewarded on the results. You get rewarded on the effort you put in. Everyone else only had one candy because they only put effort on one question. But I asked you three questions. So what? You didn't get the answers right. But you tried your best. You get rewarded on your effort. Here's three candies for you. And that always made a roshim on me. I always loved, even when I went off to Derek, I always thought about Rav Aaron. So when you said he was giving shir, I already had a closeness. I'm not sure, I think at the end of the day, maybe he came back on the fold. I don't remember exactly if it's a happily ever after story. But the point being is, again, we see, hear her tshuva. And that's what people say about Shehu Sham, they say they take it out. It doesn't mean that when you punish now, it's something you didn't do in the future. But even if you did it in the past, we still, even God then will forgive you. We look at you right now. Right now, if you're sincere, we throw away the past. And that's how the Bali Musar say, Bashia Husham. And that's why we read it on Rosh Hashanah. Because that's the Yisod of Tshuva. And two last points I'll make on Ben Sora Morer before we call it a night. Is it says that Ben Sora Morer, I don't have the pasuk in front of me, he doesn't listen to his parents. But it says that he got kind of, it says it has a different lesson. I forgot lesson Rabim, or you know what, let's go see, let's see if I can find it in here. Let's go see Parshas Kisetze. Wow, we're flying. I can't keep up. Right? Pasuk says, Ki yelish ben soro mora eino shomea bakol aviv uvakol imo. So I think the commentators ask, why does he use the lashon of this? It should have used like a plural lashon. Then listen, bakol aviv and bakol imo. So what is this? So the Bali Machshava say that to become a Ben Sora or Morer, it's only if you don't get the same message, if your father's teaching you one value system and your mother's teaching you another, so your kid's gonna be messed up, you can't blame the kid. You only can be a Ben Sora or Morer if it's the same. It's the Kol Aviv and the Kol Imo, when they both teach the same message, and then you're not, okay, then it's on you, but not on them. So that's what they point out, you know, the importance of parents giving up. You don't have to agree on every matter, but in general, you have to have, you know, some basic values. And as well, they also say, they talk about, the parents, the Gemara talks about it, the parents being, it says, V'abru ha-zikna iru b'eino zeh sorem eino shomea b'koleino. He doesn't listen, hear our voice. In other words, the Gemara talks about that if the parents are deaf or something, so it's talking about that what does it mean if you're deaf? Like, if the parents are deaf, that means they're deaf to the message they're giving you. Like, they don't hear the message. In other words, the way to be successful in chinuch is you have to be a role model. You have to set an example. And the famous saying of Rav Huttner, he had a lot of good ones. But this one, he says, what does the kid learn when a parent in shul screams at his kid, stop talking in shul? What does the kid learn? The kid learns when he grows up and he becomes a parent, he screams at his kid, don't talk in shul. Well, he himself continues talking. His kid learns that when I become a father, I can tell my kid not to talk and I can go back. So clearly, if you're talking, telling your kid not to talk is not going to be meaningful. There's no credibility. So part of the yisod of parenting is you have to have a similar message, else he can't become a, it's not his fault. And similarly, if you're not being a role model, if you're deaf to eat the message, you tell him one thing and you do another, so then he can't be a Ben Sora Mora. It's only his ownership if you are a role model and you both share the same message. Those are a couple of ideas on the parasha of Ben Sorer u Morer.